Well, good morning and welcome back to the Broadcast Retirement Network. I'm Jeff Snyder, and this is BRN AM for Wednesday, October 7th, 2020. And here are our top stories. One woman's journey from anchor and reporter to meteorologist, and dollars and cents, ABC 10's new initiative. Well, joining me now to discuss this and more is Brittany Bagley. She's anchor, reporter, and future meteorologist, and she's also a member of the Dollars and Cents team for ABC 10 in Sacramento. Brittany, thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk finance and life with you. I've been waiting a long time.
Well, we're excited to have you. And, you know, I want to get into in our second segment about what ABC 10 is doing with Dollars and Cents, its new feature, that you're a part of that team. But let's start out with a little bit of a personal story. You know, what I found so interesting in talking with you offline is you have really embraced this revisiting or reimagining of yourself, and you relocated to Sacramento. You're a big contributor on the team at ABC 10. Would you mind just sharing a little bit of your background?
I think it really comes from my darkest hour of when I was pregnant with my son. I was waiting tables, and I had this pressure on myself of, my God, I cannot disappoint my son. Like, I need to bring more value to his life. So I was pregnant at the time, and I just knew that I wanted to be on TV, and I had to figure it out. And a lot of it was I had to convince myself I was worthy of good things, because I think at that time in my life, I had beaten myself down so much with my negative self-talk. I didn't feel worthy. However, I was in a situation where I was responsible for somebody else, and that really woke me up of, I have got to get this done for my son's work. And so that was how I started my journey. And so being older in the newsroom as an intern, you know, I'm an intern, but I'm the same age as everybody else, or maybe older with a family. And I had to find a way not to feel sorry for myself, but find out what value I could bring to that news team at the time.
Well, I think that's a really good point. So two points that really struck out in what you just said. The first is, you know, clearly you have a passion for outreach, connecting with the community. That's number one. But also, two, the ability, the flexibility, as I'm hearing you articulate it, to work with people of all ages, whether they're mature, whether they're younger, and try to fit into a group. And I think that's so important in today's environment where, you know, a lot of people who are older have been, in their minds, forced out of the workforce. But really, it's about creating some cohesion between different age ranges and types of people.
Yes, because life is a shared experience. And so when I went into that newsroom, being older and more experienced, I was able to identify a thought process that no one was saying. Because if you hire somebody, everybody at a certain age, you're always going to have this certain viewpoint, but you need somebody outside of that to give a voice to young mothers or people that are reinventing themselves, going back to school or struggling. I can't have a viewpoint of everybody who's financially wealthy and life is good. No, I need somebody to relate to me saying, hey, times are tough. I only have $5 and I need to provide for my family groceries, a dinner. How am I going to do that? So it was a really exciting moment in my life to embrace my mess.
Yeah, absolutely. And my apologies for interrupting you. Now, what led you down the road to go back to school? So you're already a successful anchor, reporter for ABC 10, but now you've decided, now I want to go back and become a meteorologist and talk about terms like barometric pressure and temperature and El Nino, right? I remember, I'm old enough to remember El Nino. What led you and what led you on that journey?
I think there are a couple of reasons. One, I used to work in Columbus, Ohio. We had severe weather and I felt the need to, that responsibility of so many people watching, I have to keep people safe. So the more I know, the easier it is to keep people safe. Also in business, you always want to offer more than one thing, right? Because our business is competitive. And so the more I can offer, the longer I'll stay in business is how I look at it. But I had to go through, I'm not smart enough. Well, can I go back to school? Can I afford to go back to school? That was a big one. But once I worked through those problems, here I am. And now I put myself in a position when a lot of people at our newsroom couldn't, you know, had to work from home or are afraid to, are they going to have a job? But I put myself in a position where I can anchor, I can report, I can do traffic, I can do weather. So I can offer a lot more things. And that came from a place of being rejected, saying, you don't offer enough. I can't renew your contract. And I said, that's never going to happen again. If I have to work 20 hours a day, it will never happen again.
Yeah, especially when you're providing for your family or part or sharing in the provision of your family, and you feel that sense, as you already said, that sense of purpose. Let me ask you, in terms of the coursework for meteorological sciences, what is that like, and how do you, what are the classes like? I mean, I'm just trying to envision lots of books, and, you know, I watch a little bit of the weather on TV and on the Weather Channel and whatnot. I mean, it's very sophisticated. So I've got to think that that's a hard class load to take.
Yeah. So the program works 3 years. It's going to take me 4, but you do it 2 classes a semester usually. And some of the classes are hard, but they kind of do a hard class with a softer class, right? And the cool thing is nowadays there's so many tutoring programs that kind of help you if you're having a problem getting the material down. But really, it's just, I do it old school, line by line. Like, I literally have to read my textbook line by line.
Yeah.
But as long as I, you know, program my day to fit in the way that I learn, I get it done. It might take me a little longer. I might have to work a little harder, but that's fine. I don't mind my talent. I'm never going to be about, you know, maybe I'm a slow learner, but if I get it done, I get it done.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the attitude.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the case with anything around education. Unfortunately, you know, when you're building an education system like a college, you have to do something that creates something that works for many different styles of learning, and how you learn may be different than, I may be an auditory learner. You may be more of a visual learner. You may have to write things down. That's important. What are some of the challenges that you've had in terms of maybe work-life balance? Because you said you have a son, you've got a family, but balancing the career, but also balancing the family. And then let's layer on top, and going back to school, and let's layer on top of that, this health crisis, which is impacting everyone.
Oh, I would say one of the things I really had to do is every night before I go to bed, I have this exercise, and it's where I write down my fears of whatever it is that I'm fearing for the day, because I have so many responsibilities. And then I rewrite those fears. And then therapy has helped me with this one. The next one is I write a note with self-compassion. So I answer whatever my fears are with self-compassion. I'm so proud of you. You're doing such a good job. Because I wasn't raised to be that way. It was, you are tough. You get stuff done. So kind of to bring a softer side to myself. And then when I'm done with all of that, then I go through and I write who I want to be. So I can be forward thinking, not thinking of the past and all the mistakes I made and all the things I hold against myself, but a clear vision of who I want to be. And that's really helped me find that why of why I work so hard. And I found myself in this whole process, and I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah. Well, Brittany, I want to go to a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about dollars and cents. And of course, I mean dollars and cents in terms of coins and money, but we're going to talk about ABC 10's new team, Dollars and Cents. You're going to want to stay tuned right here on BRN AM. Imagine a new television network that will make you richer, healthier, and in control of your financial future. This network is for the policewoman in Nashville, Tennessee, the baker in Dubuque, Iowa, the teacher in Lexington, Kentucky. We want to make the idea of savings and retirement culturally relevant. But what do you see as a defining issue of the midterms?
especially for the smaller businesses. I mean, they are the lifeblood of the American economy. Featuring exclusive interviews, current affairs, and docuseries. 33 yeah. years old, you retired early.
The philosophy is money only matters if it helps you live a life that you love.
But you got to start thinking about retirement as soon as you get in.
The Broadcast Retirement Network will drive very high engagement with premium partnerships. So this isn't retirement and savings for your parents or grandparents. This is for all Americans. And we're going to change the way you think about money. Welcome to the next frontier of retirement and savings. This is BRN, the Broadcast Retirement Network.
The windows on our homes, they protect us and the ones we love, but they do much more. At Renewal by Andersen, making your home more comfortable is at the center of every window we make. It's why we custom build our windows in America and install them in as little as one day. It's why we build our frames with exclusive Fibrex composite material that's 2 times stronger than vinyl. It's why our glass helps keep your home warmer in winter, cooler in summer, and quieter all year long. It's why we stand behind every window with a 20-year limited warranty. Why not help lower your energy costs while giving your home and family the best? Call 1-800-835-6525 to schedule a free in-home consultation. Buy one, get one at 40% off with this special offer. Plus, get special financing with no money down, no monthly payments, and no interest for one full year. Renewal by Andersen, the better way to a better window. Call 1-800-835-6525 now.
Welcome back. We're talking to Brittany Bagley. She is anchor, reporter, and soon-to-be meteorologist for ABC 10 in Sacramento.
Thank you for having me. Like I said, I value you because you teach me something. And nowadays, we have got to learn as much as we can, right?
Absolutely. We certainly do. So thank you so much for sharing your personal story. I know that's not easy for a lot of people, but I think it's really great when people can open up. And I think we learn a lot through other people's challenges and tribulations. So thanks for that. But let's jump in because ABC 10 recently, and one of the reasons why I wanted to reach out to you and have you on the program is your news station decided to create a team called Dollars and Cents. Tell us about Dollars and Cents. Tell us about what you're doing and how you're engaging Sacramentans and also Californians in learning more about savings and retirement and financial planning.
Here's how we kind of view it, right? You can turn on any news channel that you want, any channel that you prefer, and everybody is going to tell you a problem, right? So that's pretty standard. Everyone's going to tell you the problem, but who is going to give you those solutions on those problems? Because that's the people that you want in your life. And so I think in this time when, I mean, you have COVID, people losing their jobs, unemployment, and figuring out that whole process, so many people have questions. And local news, when I lay my head down at night, I want to help people. We are the helpers. And that's why we have our Dollars and Cents team, because EDD and unemployment and, you know, stimulus, finding out your stimulus check, that stuff can be really intimidating. And when you need your money the most, we are here to help you.
You're speaking to the right person, because I think that's one of the reasons why we started the network. But how big is the team at Dollars and Cents? And then how do Californians and those near Sacramento reach out to you in order to share their thoughts?
Okay, so our team of 4 people, some of the smartest people in our newsroom, are a part of this team. And the way that we reach people is through text. We have our own text phone set up so people can just ask their questions. And I mean, we get them in minute by minute. And a lot of people are asking about unemployment and how to do that and stimulus and money. And it's usually the same questions over and over again. So we can identify that pattern. And then we answer those questions, not just on TV and not just online, but personally, too. We'll send you the links you need so that you can claim your money or figure it out together.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great. And I think about what happened early in COVID. If you're a small business trying to get a PPP loan and how difficult that was, or navigating, every state has its own unemployment rules for claiming unemployment. So I live in New Jersey, soon to be North Carolina. You live in California. very, very different set of rules, but, you know, some guiding principles set forth by the federal government. And then taxation. I got to think that taxation is going to be top of mind for so many viewers of this program, and especially ABC 10, because a lot happened this year with payroll tax deferral and what that's going to mean at the end of the year when you pay your taxes.
Yeah, I agree to that. And I will say one of the first steps before we can even get to that point is a lot of people weren't even sure if they qualified for unemployment, right? So people, like, I knew this woman, she was a party planner and a lot of her stuff was canceled. And she was like, I don't qualify for unemployment. And I was like, yes, you do qualify for unemployment. Or people that take care of their kids saying, I had to cut my hours back. I can't afford groceries. I don't qualify for unemployment. Well, yes, you do qualify for unemployment. So it's really just getting to that part before we can even get to the taxes. But yes, that is definitely a big concern for a lot of people.
You know, another area that I, you know, just in anecdotally and people that I talk to either on the network or just in passing, if I have always said that the frontline workers, the healthcare workers, obviously they are big, big heroes. And let's not forget police and firefighters in kind of curtailing this virus and keeping us safe. But parents, if you're a parent, and you've got a job, if you're a parent, if you're a household of two and you have parents or a household of one, that's even more difficult because you've got to manage the household. You might have a full-time job and you've got to do e-learning or virtual learning. Yeah. Are you hearing a lot from parents within Sacramento and California? Like, hey, what do I do here? I'm having a hard time juggling within these 24 hours.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Especially when everything started to shut down. And we needed we still need the first responders. But at first, where were the first responders going to bring their kids? So it was coming up with that emergency plan so that they would have a place to take their kids so that they could come work on the front lines for us. So that was a huge one. And then parents trying to navigate going back to school. Now, my son goes to school in class 2 hours a day. And that was kind of frightening for me at first because in California, I'm thinking, oh, well, I heard what happened in Georgia. Like a lot of kids were getting sick. What are we doing different in my son's school system to keep him safe? And I work in the building. So then I had to talk to my boss about, do you feel safe with me coming into the building if my son is going to school? And I thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown. Now, it didn't turn out to be as bad as I thought it was going to be. But there have been times where I just broke down because it's just a lot of pressure from home, school, keeping my son safe, having a job. You know, power going out in California, we lose power because of wildfires. Like, it's just everything at once. And it's, you have to have someone help you. You can't do it alone.
No, you can't. And as you said, I think at the top of the show, it is a community of people. You cannot get by alone. You've got to have a team of people. So Brittany, when it comes to dollars and cents, how often are you doing these segments? How can people check it out? How can people be, you already mentioned texting, they can text you. But where's the best place to check it out on ABC 10?
I would say our YouTube page. We have all of our segments there. That's where we see a lot of people come and ask those questions and have those conversations. And then locally, it's our text line, our 916-321-3310. People text it in that way as well. But and even Facebook, it's having those conversations. And it's us looking at the Facebook threads to kind of identify a pattern of behavior or problems. Like when someone told me, I haven't received my first stimulus check. So my first question to her is, well, are you on Social Security? Do you receive railroad pension? Did you file your taxes? Do you usually not file your taxes? And to kind of give her those answers. And then I had a bigger segment on that. And that to me was fulfilling. Because could you imagine not receiving your first stimulus check and now people are talking about a second stimulus check? That would be frustrating.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't know if I answered your question. I got so into that. I'm sorry.
No, you did. You did. I think this is a saving. Dealing with finances are not a one and done thing. This is like anything else in life. And I think the thing I've learned, and I want to get we've got about a minute left. I want to get your thoughts about this, is that life's a learned experience. It's a shared experience, as you said, but we're not all perfect. We're going to make money mistakes, and helping the conversation, keeping the conversation going and revisiting things as you have life changes, having a child, getting married, death in the family, et cetera. Those are all things and times to revisit your finances.
That is the truth. I'm going to say it like this. I don't have all the answers. I'm not the smartest person in the room, but I'll tell you what I do know. I know how to find the people that do have the answers. And that is, that's my superpower. Everyone can have their own superpower. Mine is finding the people that can answer my questions and help people.
I love that. Well, Brittany Bagley, always a pleasure chatting with you. Best of luck to you and the Dollars and Cents team. Kudos to you and your news director and the entire team for taking on this challenge. Take care. We look forward to having you back on the program very soon.
Thank you so very much.
And that wraps up this episode of BRN AM. Have a topic of interest or someone you think we should talk to? Drop us a line. And don't forget, for all the news in retirement markets, technology, personal finance, so much more, check out our daily newsletter, The Morning Pulse. So until tomorrow, I'm Jeff Snyder. Stay safe, keep on saving, and don't forget, roll with the changes.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate your tax bill and reduce your stress. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will work with you using our years of experience to represent your case to help you get the best resolution under the IRS guidelines. Help is here to deal with the IRS to reduce your stress. We've handled thousands of cases, so we know what we're doing. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, do not call the IRS alone. Call a Tax Doctor now for a tax emergency analysis.
Call 800-224-6439.